B'choros Perktes Mishnah Beis Morn Meiser Behema. The Mishnah is going to clarify that although a person has to give a tithe of every tenth of his animals, let's say all his goats and sheep, that are born to him each calendar year, meaning from halacha from Rosh Chodesh El to Rosh Chodesh El, but actually technically it's not on all the sheep he owned; it's on each flock separately. And if the flocks are so far apart geographically that they can't really be combined, meaning a single shepherd couldn't surveil, watch over, shepherd both of these separate flocks, the two separate flocks, each one has their own separate tithing requirements. So that would mean, just for example, if you have two flocks, one is in Beit Shemesh and one is in Eilat, and that's too far for one shepherd, certainly. And let's say each one has 15 sheep inside of it, this for this newborn, for this calendar year, you'll do one tithing for the ones in Beit Shemesh, and you'll take one out of there, the 10th one out the gate, and also you'll take one out of the flock that you have there in Eilat, even though you have 15, just the 10th one out the gate. So that means even though you own 30 newborn sheep, but you're only giving two animals as Meiser Behema because you have two distinct flocks that aren't combined. So how that works is the topic of our mission over here. So it says the mission inside, Meiser Behema Mitzdarf K'melo Regel Behema Roa, which means the rules for Meiser Behema in what constitutes a flock that needs to be tied together, they're combined. Everything that's within the distance of the pasturing, of the grazing, of the roaming of a given flock. So that means, literally means, K'melo Regel Behema Roa, the full leg walking distance, if you will, of the animal doing its grazing, or the animals doing its grazing. The Kamahi Regel Behema Roa, and exactly how far are animals allowed to graze, how far can they roam? The parameter here isn't how far animals can walk. It's that a shepherd is only essentially going to be prepared to keep track of animals up to 8 mil in each direction. A mil, roughly a kilometer, it means it's 2,000 amos. Okay, but just for now, think of it as a mil. Actually, the word mile comes from the word mil, but anyways, the lach, it's closer to a kilometer in distance. Point is, he'll only go 8 mil, 16,000 amos, in each direction. So 8 plus 8 is 16, so that means it has to be a total, you're only allowed to have all animals within 16 mil of each other. Those are the ones that are considered to be a single flock, and if you have two flocks that are at a greater distance than that, then they're two separate tithing requirements. That's what the Mishnah is inside. The Kamahi Regel Behema Roa, and just how far are animals able to graze as a group? Shisha Sar Mil, 16 mil in total. Like I said, 8 in each direction from the central shepherd. So that means, for example, what happens if Haya Bein Elu Elu Shloshim Ushnayim Mil? If they were 32 apart, so then Enam and Starfin, then they certainly wouldn't combine. You'd have two separate flocks with two separate distinct tithing requirements. Now, there's no good reason up to now that the Mishnah jumped to 32. It could have just said 16.1 and be done with it. It jumped to 32 because you have a funny case. Hayalo be'emza, if let's say you had two groups, group A and group C, which are 32 apart, 32 mil apart, they definitely don't combine. But then if you have in the middle of those two flocks, flock number B, and hayalo be'emza, that number B flock is within 16 mil of both A and C, so now they're all mitzaref, they're all combined, okay? Because it's like they're all within walking distance one to the next, and therefore, maybe you bring them to the central place, uma astrum be'emza, you'll tie them from that central location of all three flocks together because they're not broken up by distance of more than 16 mil. That's what the Mishnah is going to explain over here. Now, a new point, Rebbe Meir Omer, hayarden mafsik lema'aser behema. But Meir holds a different point. Besides for distance, if you have the Jordan River intervening between your two flocks, since you're a Meir, they're like two separate flocks for tithing purposes. You tithe them one separately from the other. The basis for Meir's thinking is just a drush from a pasuk. It's not any pasuk you particularly think, actually. It's a more technical thing, but it doesn't matter. It's a pasuk from Yoshua, it doesn't matter. The point is that the halacha does not follow Rameir, so Rameir says if you have two flocks either side of the Jordan, then there are two separate tithes, but now the halacha is no, we ignore the Jordan, it has to be indeed at least 16 mil apart to make two separate distinct tithing requirements.